The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to the Lord.
The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham became the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah became the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. Perez became the father of Hezron, Hezron the father of Ram, Ram the father of Amminadab. Amminadab became the father of Nahshon, Nahshon the father of Salmon, Salmon the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Boaz became the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed became the father of Jesse, Jesse the father of David the king. David became the father of Solomon, whose mother had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon became the father of Rehoboam, Rehoboam the father of Abijah, Abijah the father of Asaph. Asaph became the father of Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat the father of Joram, Joram the father of Uzziah. Uzziah became the father of Jotham, Jotham the father of Ahaz, Ahaz the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah became the father of Manasseh, Manasseh the father of Amos, Amos the father of Josiah. Josiah became the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the Babylonian exile. After the Babylonian exile, Jeconiah became the father of Shealtiel, Shealtiel the father of Zerubbabel, Zerubbabel the father of Abiud, Abiud became the father of Eliakim, Eliakim the father of Azor, Azor the father of Zadok, Zadok became the father of Akim, Akim the father of Eliud, Eliud the father of Eleazar, Eleazar became the father of Matan, Matan the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Now this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention, when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." The Gospel of the Lord. We could bemoan the fact that this is our gospel today with that big long list of all these very difficult names to say and say, well, look, I mean, the first day that we gather our children here to celebrate Mass, it's one of the more difficult gospels for them to understand or even appreciate. And I think then it allows us to look forward to this year, just as any other academic year, when we get to look at some of these characters in this long list of names, and we get to anticipate then that this particular story comes to life for us more and more every year as we engage more and more, not just the gospel, but the Old Testament texts. But what is happening here in this gospel is actually perfect for us at the beginning of the year. Why? Because this is God's long drum roll. Okay, many of you might have seen fireworks this summer. Did you? Did you hear them? Did you see them? How many of you saw fireworks this summer? A lot of people. Yeah, I know, it's great. I love fireworks, okay? I'm not so scared by them anymore. When I was a bit smaller, I was a little scared, but don't tell anybody about that, okay? But now I'm not scared at all by fireworks. I love it. And one of the things that I love about it is the suspense. And everybody's waiting, right? Everybody's sitting, waiting. And then sometimes, if they do it right, that first one goes off, the first little firework, it goes off. And then there's a little more waiting, and you think, well, that wasn't it, right? I mean, I want more than that. We're all waiting, waiting. And then another one, a big one. And then more and more and more. And then at the end, when they just let off, like, all of them, I don't know why they do that. I think they didn't plan it too well. So they shoot off everything, and the whole sky is lit up, and it's going crazy, okay? Well, this is what's happening in the gospel. And this is why Matthew does what he does, right? It's like this passage that we just heard is like the beginning, before it even shoot off a firework. And then with the Immaculate Conception of Mary and her birth, we see that first firework shoot up. And then we wait a little while. And then Jesus shoots off. And we think, well, in the gospel, sometimes we think, well, maybe that's it. But it's not. Everyone follows. Everyone follows. And guess what? We get to be one of those fireworks too. We want to be like that explosion. Maybe at the end, right? We're all shooting off and firing off. And when we do, we light up the whole sky. Right? Today we celebrate the birth of Mary as part of that great fireworks display of God. She lights up the sky, and now here comes Jesus, and now the whole fireworks display is going. Well, that's us, my friends. We have to be fireworks for God. I don't have to tell some of you to be firecrackers. Your parents know that you are already, right? But we'd be fireworks for God, lighting up the sky with the same force, the same power that Jesus used to light up the sky. It's the love of God. And God calls each of us today to follow Mary in humility and in kindness, in patience, in generosity, so that we can continue that great fireworks display for God.